Yes, we made Havdola after Shavuos, but certainly the Ashpa Bifrat by Yisro Chag is still in the air. Many, of course, do not recite Tachanun because of the Dini Tashlum and Legami the Korban for 7 days after. We mentioned that Rav Issa Zalman Meltzer has bought in his name, the Nitei Gavriel brings it in the name of all the Sfarim, and that many do not recite Tachanun for 7 days because since Shavuos represented the Chasana between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mela, you need 7 days of Shemar Brachos, no Tachanun in Shemar Brachos. Mela, there is no Tachanun for a period of 7 days, but of course our minig, as we mentioned, has Dafka by Yisro Chag, but certainly Yisro Chag by Vosim, Adakarnas and Mizbech, we're still bound, we're still tied ever so closely to the Chag of Shavuos, and that of course means we're still holding by Megillah's Rus. So the truth is, we have a Megillah that's named Rus. The protagonist, the one occupying center stage, of course, is none other than Rus. And people always talk about Rus. But what about Arpa? We don't talk much about Arpa. Obviously not that well known. We've mentioned that in John Lloyd and John Mitchinson's Book of Facts. They actually mentioned that Oprah Winfrey's parents tried to name her after the biblical figure Arpa. But she wasn't that well known, and they made a mistake. They were trying to name their daughter Arpa, but they mixed up the P and the R. Instead of or the P and the Resh, instead of calling her Arpa, they called her Oprah. Obviously not that well known. She didn't even realize retroactively how much she has to be thankful to her parents for. That they didn't name her Arpa. Thank God. Well, not that Oprah's so much better, but Lamaisa. In the end of the day, she's not named Arpa. What's so bad about Arpa? Let's take a look at the Rokeach. The Rokeach writes, Hashem Ha'achas Arpa, and Shem Hashem is Rus. And why was she called Arpa? Shem Ha'achas Arpa writes, the Halig Rokeach Echer Migidolei Yerishonim, Shehavka Oref Lichamosa, as she showed the nape of her neck instead of facing, instead of being mizdabeg to Naomi, her mother-in-law, as did her sister, her colleague, her peer Rus. Instead, she did what? She turned her oref, turned to show the nape of the neck to her mother-in-law, and she ruya li oref kegla rufa. Hamama, she's ruya. We should go ahead and do to her what took place to the egla rufa. In addition, arpa osios, pera. Pera, she had an evil tongue. These and Yana bring back to mind the name Paro. Arpa shares the identical letters as the name Paro. And why was Paro called Paro? Writes the Arizal, both in the Kutei Torah as well as in Shara Kavanas and Yoni Pesach and Rosh Dalid. And why was he called Paro? Writes the Ari Kodesh. Paro was Osios HaOref. Instead of speaking to Moshe Rabbeinu, instead of addressing, instead of wanting to face HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kaviyocha, what did he do? Vayifen, always turning away, always showing Paro. Backwards is HaOref. He wants to show you the nape of the neck. He's not interested in conversing with you. He's always turning back. Mela, Paro, Osios, Oref, he's not interested in conversing. And when he is interested in talking, writes the Morva Shemesh and Ramazi Pesach, writes the Dego Machane Ephraim and Parshas Vayigash, Paro is also a combination of Osios, Pera, an evil tongue. Even when he wants to speak, he's not interested in speaking. And if it comes time to converse, what does he do? He opens up his mouth and it's Paro, Osios, Pera. Or as we've mentioned, Pora, he believed that he was Me'atzmo Mibusoro, Avrav, the sun god of the number one god, an ancient Egyptian polytheistic belief. In their polytheistic system of conviction, they believe that Ra, R-A or R-E, the sun god, known as Ra Paro, Pora, Ra is inside of me. Or like the Chidorites in Devash Lefi and Erech Pei, and Oschof writes the Chidor, the idea also of a Pera, the idea of, and Pora, it's all combined, it's all there, and the name Paro. Here you have Arpa, the same letters comprising the name Paro. That's Arpa, that is Havcha Oref L'chamasa, when you still to the Rokeach and the Arizal, Helge Shemak, she is what? She shows the nape of her neck to Arpa. She doesn't want to be Mizdabek, and when she opens up her mouth, Pera, she has an evil tongue. So what's the link between the two? So Lamaisa, we've mentioned as well that Paro is an Indian of Priya, Bal Paor, Por and Pia Tabas, Umotzi and Rei. Rashi writes by the sugya Baal Pa'or. What is Pa'or? Pei Reish Ayin or Pei Ayin Reish is idea of Priya. Writes Rav Dessler Milton Leo and Chelek Beis on page 18. Paro was called Paro because his country was one of Zirma Susim Zirmasam. Besar Chamor Mesorim, and one that was infested, that was inundated with lust, with greed, with taiva, with depravity, and all forms of perversity. And that's the idea of Priya, revealing way too much. And that was the depraved, corrupt society that Paro is the Melech represented. An Indian of Priya, an Indian of Giloy. This Sota has to do what? The Mice of Priya Sarosh. And we have a Mila coupled with a Priya. It's an act of revealing. Paro revealed too much. Arpa and Rus come from Moav. Moav writes from Menachem Mendel Mishklov and the Kisvei HaGramam. A Moav, Mem, Vav, Aleph, Veis, Gematria 49, they were representative like Mitzrayim, of the Memtes Shari Tuma. The Mises Nus came out of Moav, Midyan. They were all about Znus. Hence, Arpa is what? Arpa is an Indian of revealing too much. What happens when she finally does leave Naomi, her mother-in-law? She gets raped and abducted by Chazal Say in the Medrash Shoshaba Bola, Kuf Arlas for Kelev Echad, raped by 100 men and a dog, and the product of that sick, pathetic union is what? Is Golias, Golias, Loshen Giloy. Hagiloy, that's Gilei Arias, that's revealing too much. The Zohar Chodesh says in Rus, what was Rus's name before she was called Rus? It was actually Gilis. Gilis, interesting, makes sense, she comes from Moab. Gilis, Loshen Giloy, revealing too much, but she became Rus ultimately. And what is Rus? Rus is, Gematria 606, the Rokeach, the Gros, she took on 606 mitzvahs, in addition to the Zayin mitzvahs B'nai Noach, and Brochas Tav Zayin, Rebbe Sam Rami Yochan, my Rus, the Zochsa, the Yotzim Yemen Adovich, the Revela, Kodesh Baruch Hu, Shiros Vitishbachus. Akoponim, Rus changes, Arpa goes right back to Moav, Loshen Priyo, Loshen Giloy, she turns her back, she turns her the nape of her neck, Arpa Haoref, towards Naomi, and she doesn't want to be Mizdabik. L'chaira, we have interesting sequence of events as we go through Poshup Shad in the Pesukim. Turning back the pages to the outset of Megillus Rus, we find that Shema Isha Limelech Shem Ishto Naomi, the Shem Shnei Bonov Machlon V'Chilya. They had two sons, Machlon V'Chilya, not Achas was Machlon, V'Achas was Kilya. Two sons, Machlon V'Chilya, and L'chora, the Hakbalat HaLashon, the parallel structure should have been. And then we read shortly thereafter, V'Yisulahem Noshim O'Avios, it should have been, what were their names? The two wives were Rus and Arpa. Arpa and Rus. Instead, Shema Achas Arpa, and Shema Shein is Rus. We see already that the Megillah, Shmuel HaNavi writing Megillah's Rus, is already noting a clear distinction. There's an Achas who is Arpa, and there's a Sheinus who is Rus. And no Sheiches is opposed to Machla Mechulia, who are grouped together. Here we have Arpa and there's Rus. That means even from the beginning, there's already a clear distinction between these two sisters. Both Hagioros, again, if you hold that they already did a Maisa Geirus, but both daughters of Eglon Melech Moav, according to many Shitas in the Midrashim, and now they converted together, or they came to Elimelech's family together, and they marry the two brothers, but clearly Shmuel wants to draw a clear distinction between the two from the very outset. And then what happens? Vayimusa Gam Shnei Machlam Machoyo, Avatishere Ishim Shnei Eladeo Meisha, Vatakim Iva Chalo Sehel, and now Naomi doesn't see this. At this point in time, and clearly from her response, she's going to send them back simultaneously. She doesn't make any distinguishing remarks to a Rus, Lumas, and Arpa. She's addressing them simultaneously. Shmuel HaNavi lets you know from the very outset, there's Achas, who is Arpa, and Ashenus, which is Rus. But from Naomi's perspective, let's read the Psukim. V'atakam hi v'chalo says, she gets up, she has stirred to do something together with her daughters-in-law. V'atoshim estei Moav, ki shomim estei Moav, ki poker Hashem es it's time to go back to our soul, this food, and once again in Eretz Yisrael. Again, no distinction drawn. She goes, leaves the place, and her two daughters-in-law together with her. And they go together as a threesome. And no distinguishing characteristics. After all, Naomi views herself as very lowly right now. I'm going with my two daughters-in-law. And no distinction between Rus on the one and Arpa on the other. And they go back to Eretz Yehuda. Vatomer Naomi, l'shtei chaloseh. She doesn't address them as Rus versus Arpa. She's again addressing them just as she left with them, as she is now speaking to both daughters-in-law simultaneously. Lechenoshom, now both pick up, go and return back to your Lin Isha Lebeis Imo. Yas Hashem Imochem, together with Yechesek Asher Asisem, and Meisem Imori, right now I don't see any distinction. You both did the same thing to me, and you married my sons, you did Chesed with me, you stuck around, even after their premature demise, and I'm thankful for that, but now it's time for you to return. Again, notice the Shios didn't even address them by name. Adahainim, I heard there's no identity here, it's not in Rus and in Arpa. Three times already, so what is it? Shtei Kaloset, it's my daughters-in-law. That's the relationship to me, and now I don't have my sons. That was the major link connecting them to me. I don't have my sons anymore. It's time to send them back home. And no Rus, no Nami doesn't address them as such. It's Stam Shtei Kaloset. Time to go back home. And I'll give you a bracha. Ha'itan Hashem lachem v'tzen menucha isha beis isha. So what happens? V'tishak lahem. She gives them both a kiss. No distinguishing remarks. V'tisen a kolam. V'tavken, and they cry together as a threesome. And v'tomar nalah. And they both say, Loshen Rabin. And they both say to Naomi, Ki itach no shuv li'amech. That means what? Here you have Arpa together with Rus. She also says, I want to go. I want to return with you. It's not the shot that Arpa said right away, I'm going right back. Clearly, she sent something with Rus, Naomi. I want to stay here. Musko Rishon wants to stay. But yeah, what? We see from the fact that she does turn back that in the end of the day, it was Piv Viliba, Einan Shavin. They really weren't equal. And she sent one thing. But inside, I'm really hoping I'm going to go back. When she had the opportunity, she went back. But Tomer Nami knows. Shovna Benosai Lama Say Lachni Me. Holy Bonam Emeo. Hey Lachem Anoshim. Again, Shovna Benosai. Halechna. I see that you want to stick with me. So notice how they're not Kalosa anymore. I don't refer to them with that distance of my daughters-in-law. Instead of getting a daughter-in-law, I'm getting a daughter. They were never her daughters yet. But now that she sees, at least outwardly, that they want to connect to her, and she kisses them, and they say, "Vatamarna biyachad ki toch nashuv liamech." And now notice the transition. And no longer is she saying, "Vatomer nami shovna kalosai." It's not my daughters-in-law; it's benosai. You're my daughters. I see that you're acting like my daughters, but I don't have any sons to give you. I say, "Shovna benosai," and again, benosai. I have no children. You have no life. And there's nothing to do. I'm way too old. I can't produce any more children. So there's no hope. Mela hatisena kolam atavkena o. They cry once again, and now Vatishak Arpa Lachamosa. Rustav Kaba. Interessant. And we already witnessed the transition from Kaloset to Benoseha. But now what do we see? That Arpa, Pera, she might have said something. No, we want to stick with you, but inside, Arpa, what? Pera. No, she wants to show Arpa, Osiosa Oref. She was thirsting to turn back. In the end of the day, yes, I'll cry together with you. Vatishak Arpa, not Le'ima, it's Lechamosa. She's leaving as a daughter-in-law. Mashenkin of Ruz Davka Bo. And the contrast now here is fleshed out. Rus is not simply, I want to go with you, but Davka Bo, Loshen of Devekus, I want to stay attached to you. I want to cleave to you. Arpa gives a kiss. She's ready to turn around. And that's it. Vatomer Hine Shobi Yevimte Chalama Velohel. Shubi Achri. That's it, and she left. Kilo, it doesn't even tell you. She sends her away. She doesn't have to send her away. She gives her a kiss, and that's it. She's out of there. Aruz daf kabal about tomer neshava. So now, ready? Right away, the next posuk, the next breath. She turns to Rus and she says, "Rus, look, your sister, the sister-in-law. She already went back. She already left right away. So shuvi achrei yivimtech. Follow right afterwards. No, about tomer Rus." Tifki B. Rus says, what are you trying to kill me? La'azrech lo shumi achareich. Over here, Rus now, she says in her own unique speaking part, no, Ela shartechi eilech, I'm being mizdabik to you. I don't want to go ahead and leave you. Vatera, Naomi sees, ki misametzesi lalechas ita, vatelta ladabar ela. There's nothing more I could say to her. I tried already. Now I see she's misametzes. She's mamish mizdabik. She's misametzes. Chazak v'yamatz. She absolutely doesn't want to leave. What do we see over here? We see now the distinction drawn, the Rus all along. In her heart of hearts, she says, I'm not letting go of my Naomi. I'm on Shankin Arpa looking for that opportunity. What is her pagam in the end of the day? It came because Arpa Ha'orev, she turned back and she showed the nape of her neck. Akila ready to run away. Arpa, Osios Pera, where do you see the Pera? How could the Rakech tell me she had a Pera? What did she say that's evil? What did she say that's bad in the Beis Rosh? She didn't say anything bad at all. What we see is good. As she said, great stuff. What's the Pera? Alfinius Daiti, but it's not Piv Veliba Shovin. That's the Pera. The same way Paro, sharing the identical letters, he'll say one thing and mean another. That's a peraf. You can't have pivoli b'shoven. Inside, you see all along, yeah, this is what Rus is saying. I'll go along with it. And the end of the day, you see that inside, that's the peraf. All along, she was living up to Arpa. Ha'oref, I really am waiting for that opportunity to show her the nape of my neck, to turn around, to leave, to go back home. I could have the wealth, I could have the riches, the fame of Melech Moav as the daughter, as the princess of the land, especially if my sister Ruth doesn't go back with me. I'll have it all to myself, all the riches and all the fame and fortune, and it'll be on myself to go back with the utterly destitute Naomi and go to Beis Yehuda, Beis Lechem, it will be nobody's. She's not interested. I, but what she said, but it was never pivoli b'shoven. Hence, Arpa, Osiosa, Oref, like Paro, who preceded her, shows the Oref, Pera, because it's always piv v'liba, ain on shove, and that's the tragic figure of an Arpa. Mitzvah Shem Shir, 9 o'clock to 9:35 in Yoni Tfilas, Yoshu Yishtabach.